You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Syracuse Fire Department demonstrated its Unmanned Aerial System Operation, or drone, today as a part of a training exercise that caps off a week-long course. WAER Scott Willis reports the city and the department were recently awarded a certificate of authorization by the FAA to use the drone as a response tool.
The drill was almost like preparing a plane for takeoff.
RTL altitude set for area.
As the H520 drone took flight, firefighters stood by with hoses near burning barrels of lumber. Captain Tim Gleason says the machine is outfitted with thermal imaging.
We're actually going to use that video that we shot today to go back and train our responders and show them what this can show them, show the different heat signatures, and show what good extinguishment looks like.
Another smaller drone provided the command and control view. Gleason says most departments use drones for search and rescue and wildfire applications, but he says they spent the past year trying to translate that to the needs of an urban fire department.
We knew that using thermal imaging and the purchase of the platform that had thermal imaging was going to give us a view of structures that we've never had before, plus the kind of overwatch view from the air.
Gleason says the drones won't be used as part of a response to a typical house fire.
We don't see this as being part of that initial attack. We don't have enough manpower and we don't have them spread out across the department enough to do that. What we're looking at here is stubborn fires, fires that occur in non-residential structures, commercial structures, things of that nature.
While the department has been at the forefront of new technology and innovation, Gleason says drones are something quite different.
The training is pretty intense. We're all trained to be firemen. We're trained in emergency response. We're trained medical providers. This was really learning a brand new field and learning aviation for our folks.
Chief Michael Mann says the city spent about $20,000 in startup costs that include equipment and training hours on the project. A small investment, he says, for technology that could save lives. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.